Wow, great day to all. So beautiful being here with you guys. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thomas, oh, what a love. The Don and Doug, we love you. We love you guys. We so honor you. Subscribers, listeners, and new listeners, we love you, love you, love you guys. Welcome. As we explore religion, okay, we're going to hop in on this. We know that this is quite a sensitive subject. We also are aware that there are many beings of light that are part of a religious journey. We know that there are multitudes of diverse religions and that we respect all religions. But these episodes are designed to shine light on the controllers, U.S. Department of They, as I call it, of these religious or spiritual institutes. Therefore, it is with great care and our heartfelt intent that we present our divine perspectives, comprehending religion or religion, part four. And as always, take what you will and leave the rest. So I'm going to hop in here because I love you all. I want to give my total, complete love, honor, and gratitude always to the Donnie, also known as Merman.
Good day to everyone. Pleasure to be.
Hey, Donnie.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, I love you, honey. And the glorious Miss Leah, woohoo, also known as Zaya.
Zaya's here. Hello.
Love you. And the dynamic Bo in Idaho. Girl, she has her own podcast on BBS. You want to add something to that, Bo?
Sure. It is called Down and Dirty with me, Idaho Bo, and one of my besties, Vivacious Vic. She's down in Boise. I'm up in northern Idaho. And it's kind of like got land, now what? So we talk about gardening, permaculture. We've talked about herbs and home preservation. And we're getting into more like the sovereignty aspect of it now and a spiritual side. We just pre-recorded our next show, which will be August 30th. So we're every other Saturday now at 12 o'clock Central Time. And we have a two-time homesteader who happens to be my nephew that we interviewed. And if I may take just a second, Corinne, I would like to say to our brothers, our divine masculine brothers, Kevin and Johnny, who were on the previous show, the Cumin Perspective, they asked at the very end, is our show, they didn't say necessary, but is it still needed? And I say yes. I came in a little late and I didn't hear that they could take calls, which is a little difficult because they're right before us and we go right into this show. But yes, please stay on the air. That is my two cents. And I will turn it back over to you, hummy.
I second that.
Yeah.
I third. And Donnie, honey,
Thumbs up.
thumbs up.
Okay, so I guess I'm six. I sixed it.
I love it. We're there, and thank you for that, Bo. Thank you so much. And we, as you heard her beautiful voice pop in, are honored with the only, one and only, and the only Sunshine. But for all who don't know, Sunshine has truly an exquisite, I will call it that, show called Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio. So y'all can find her unique show by going to bbsradio.com/Whiplash Talk. Thank you so much for honoring us with your presence today, sunshine.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such an honor to be with you guys again. And wow, what a great intro. I think, why don't you come on my show and do my intro? That'd be awesome. It's such a joy to be here. Thank you.
I honor all of you guys because to be amongst such beings of light, y'all are gorgeous. You truly are. Thank you so much. So, guys, I'm just inspired to remind listeners, if you choose, move through and from your heart and search for the truth, and there one will find it in plain sight. As we explore the roles that the divine female and male play in religion from our divine perspectives. So, the first question that really is truly inspirational is, what roles do the divine masculine and feminine play within religion? Just to kind of stage it, so to speak, in traditional Christianity and many religions, men and women are often assigned distinct roles reflecting the divine masculine and feminine. What archetypes? DNA structured, Zaya. Men are typically expected to embody the divine masculine through the energetics of what? Leadership, protection, and provision, serving as heads of households, church leaders, or priests, etc. But timelines, time space lines, reflect that only men headed up the clergy of churches, synagogues, temples, etc. I'll draw this from biblical models, scriptures, or his story, like Jesus or King David. And y'all can see this. Just check out, for example, Ephesians 5:23 or 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. But now women are traditionally encouraged to embrace what? Motherhood. Pregnancy, having children in the name of what? Propagating the word of God. Nurturing, support, and relational role models. After figures like Mary, with an emphasis on, here we go, motherhood, compassion, and submission to God's will. And you could just see an example in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. That's just a teeny bit. But remember, y'all, these concepts can be applied both ways on this dualistic plane of existence. So, meaning the concept of the divine male and female is perfect when in peace, harmony, balance, inspiration, and creativity led from source, their heart, prime creator, not the divine God of the corporation. Many faiths worldwide within religious corporations, organizations, often are structured from a what? Patriarchal framework. And I'll just say this, as George Cavalasis, I call him Cavasilis, but Cavalasis states, this is a good one, guys. Quote, "There is the natural creator of this universe, and then there is the God of the religions," end quote. Oh, snap. So what I said depicts a perfect essence of conditional acceptance and control. God from what? The top down and the bottom up now defines what function, role, male, female, a person chooses to accept within the church, temple, mosque, etc. of a religious organization. And by the way, we actually accepted and contracted with these experiences. But three, here's a good one. What if DNA is just a program that is running? What if? And what if we are programmed to play and accept certain roles of being a male or female once we choose to contract or enter into any religious corporation agreement? I'm just asking, Ms. Zeit, I'd love you to comment on this one, girl.
Is loaded.
A
That
girl.
is absolutely loaded. And that this is like I mean, to unpack all of this, we're talking up to show 2022.
Can we say 2050 or is it 2051? No,
Right.
I'm
2150.
thank you.
And of course we're taking great care, but having the actual full-on experience, growing up, something you said I wrote down, being a woman and watching women and watching the women in the church, their roles, their positions versus the male, you said submission of God's will through the man. That is so important to consider and question, because that through the man part is the part that I grew up watching. It was it for the woman, the direction to God was through her husband. It was always through a man. And that was part of the conditioning that I would see. Whereas the suppression of women was really loud for me. And that's where, within my own framework and with my own way of becoming rebellious, that's where I rebelled in certain, areas of my life. But the entire framework of it is what I saw was all the rules were catered to women. There were no rules or things that had to be so that were catered to men. And then I will question that, even as a young, like as a child or as a young woman, I will question where is this coming from? Why is it that, every rule, whether it's how we dress, our continence, how we're supposed to behave, why is it targeted to women? So, my question to everyone, to the listeners, is what if we take everything that was made to be standard and flip it? Then what does that look like? And I'll yield there.
May I add to that, or not really add to it, but say speak to that? Here's the whole thing, guys, is we all know, and hopefully most of the listeners or all the listeners know this, that we aren't our bodies. We are not. We are here to experience what it's like to have a physical body so we can have experiences in this duality. But ultimately, we are beings of light. And so the whole thing with male and female and the division between the male and female, to me anyway, that's all been perpetrated, as Corinne loves to call it, the US Department of They, those that control humanity. It goes back to that whole thing about being unified. If we could put aside sexuality, or even what your sex is, if we could put aside race, religion, and just realize that we really truly are all one, then these roles don't make any difference anyway in the divine masculine or feminine. So, I mean, I know that's an ultimate statement on that. One other thing I wanted to say is that these roles of male and female are not just contained within religion. They are also predominant in culture, period, in all cultures worldwide. Everybody has their role to play, which, if you look at it in a broader sense, that makes sense. We all need to do something to continue humanity. But as far as the roles, ultimately, do you know what I'm trying to say? Ultimately, it doesn't really matter.
Yes, that's perfect, Bo, because it really boils down to it. It religion, we're exploring that aspect of the role of divine male and female. However, what you said, Bo, and it is loaded, Saya, this whole aspect, it really is applicable on a energetic scale in what we call the economic, political, and social aspects. So it filters all the way, guys. Here's Sunshine or Merman. Do y'all want to comment on that before we move to the next
Oh,
question?
I have one. I have
Please.
one item I'd like to bring up. Well, you're actually stating it. It's the same thing I'm thinking here. But, overall, high level of all the religions I've look at in the world, I see that within the freedom of our religion or religion, there is no freedom for women due to being forced into predefined subordinate roles under men within any religion. And why can't women lead the clergy? Why can't they be the pope? Why can't they be in these leadership roles within any religion? We just don't see that. So, it's just an observation. It's obvious, but there's no freedom. There's no freedom of religion here, for women, particularly. That's my point. Yeah, I yield.
Sunshine, go for it, girl.
I think I'm going to bring a different perspective as well. I served in different churches, different types of Christian, but different types of churches. And in the non-denominational churches, you would have a senior pastor, and the pastor's wife would be a pastor, usually. But yet, you were still taught that she had to be under the headship of, the lead pastor. And then there would be some churches to where the lead pastor would pass, and then she would become the lead pastor, and that would just rock the boat, even though she had been a pastor for many, many years. I also would see that even if the wife of the lead pastor, sometimes they would call themselves co-pastors, which was, ooh, that's daring. Ooh, we share it. But they would also divide up instead of, okay, well, the lead pastor is over the men's ministry and the senior women's pastor is over the women's ministry. You still had that divide. And you didn't see a lot of men that were pastors over the nursery or pastors over, as you would say, being a mother, that kind of thing. They would naturally, women and their husbands would serve there, but usually it would be the women that would teach in the Sunday school and maybe have that. And so there's a lot of that that I saw. And so, in short, I'm agreeing with what everybody's saying. And Zaya, I'll go back to what you were saying, how you would question things. You'd be like, well, but why? But why? Why can't I wear pants in the middle of the winter when the snow was blowing? I mean, thank good. I mean, your mom rocked it, so I'll yield.
Yeah, I want to go back to Donnie. You mentioned something. Oh man, I have my notes here, didn't write it down. It slipped, but really, I feel like what we're overall saying, and Bo, you hit the nail on the head. But I feel like what we're really doing is the questions are allowing what I call the data packets to surface. So the questioning lives outside of the conditioning. So when we begin to question things, it allows it, it's kind of like the key that unlocks that data packet and allows that information to come forth of what's been suppressed. Because yes, we all are one, absolutely. If we all are one, are we actually living within our hearts, setting our own rules on how we choose to be? And in a lot of cases, I'll just speak for myself. I used to think I was doing that until I would go deeper and deeper and deeper within the questioning and within my heart, allowing my answers to come from spirit. And I realized how much of a program I was under, even when I was thinking I wasn't.
Wow.
So for me, it's an unfolding. It's like a removal of layers. Each time I question, why am I doing this? Or who said that? Why is this happening? And a lot of times, that's not what I was doing when I was thinking or believing that word belief, belief, I call belief the shadow, because if I'm believing, why am I not knowing? You know, to me, belief has an element of doubt. So that also brings us back to the overall idea of religion. Believe, believe, believe. Well, how come I am not encouraged to know? You know, I have to believe Jesus died on the cross. I wasn't there. So how come I can't just know it? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll yield there because I kind of did miss my thought that I had with Donnie, but you know, I'll yield there.
Oh, Bo, go girl.
So a lot of you know I homeschool my granddaughter, and we are currently learning about mythology, and I'll put that in air quotes because it wasn't a myth to the people at the time when they were living it. Somehow we got on to Jesus, and she said, Yaya, does anybody really know that Jesus died on a cross? And I said, well, as Isaiah, to your point, that's a good question. We really don't know. That's what we've been told. So along the lines of Christianity, a lot of things changed. And I don't, you probably know the timeline, Corinne, because I don't, but the Council of Nicaea
Yeah,
was,
325
thank
AD.
you, 325. That's the same year that Constantine,
Yeah, he ruled at the
well,
time,
he
Roman
ruled, but
Empire.
yeah, the Roman Empire, but he also made Christianity the religion of the whole empire, which, okay, I'm going to change my train of thought here, is one of the things that me and I are learning about are all the Greek gods, right? And of course, when you learn about the Greek gods, you go, well, what are these guys over here? The Roman gods. The Romans took over Greece, they conquered Greece, and so they just adopted their gods. And so then we were talking about, well, what do you, she was talking about going into an old Catholic church in the state she lives in. It's like one of the oldest ones in the whole state. And she was really apprehensive, but her stepdad, come on, let's go. And so my daughter said, okay, let's go. And she said she got really creeped out at first, but she was looking around, and I said, did you notice all the statues? And she goes, yeah, what are all those guys up there for? And I said, well, those are the saints. And I told her the story about how Constantine took over. When he was a Roman emperor, he decided to make Christianity the ruling religion of the entire empire, which included all of Europe, parts of Africa, parts of Russia, and the Middle East. Anyway, the people were all pagan before that, and they had multiple gods, not just the Greek gods. But I said to her, because we're really, really into this Greek mythology capsule module, and I said, well, what if like Zeus was God And then all of the other guys were the saints that you see. All the other gods were the saints that you see in the Catholic Church. And she goes, whoa. And I haven't talked about the Council of Nicaea with her, but that was just a bunch of dudes getting together and making rules. They changed so much. They deleted, they omitted, they put into what we call the Bible today. And that's how we've been living ever since, I guess, Corinne, you said 325. That's a long time. That's a long time. And I will yield.
Thank you, Bo. I want to ask a quick question to y'all. Can't believe because and thank you for that, really, Bo. Zaya, you brought up belief, and now my feel into that. Can belief being of the program mind energy versus the heart? When we speak of DNA, can it be programming that is running? So I love that you brought that up because belief versus heart, you know, it's like mind energy versus heart energy. Now, don't get me wrong, we all know that mind is important and the heart is very important. It is the gateway, no doubt, to our direct connect with Source, Prime Creator, because we are that. But now that you brought that up, that is beautiful because I wonder, and can you find that even in AI unless you direct the AI to this aspect of how's AI programmed, like how are we programmed, belief versus knowing that inner knowing. And that is so cool, Zaya. I mean, that you brought that aspect of belief versus knowing, and which what is the difference? Because it becomes very insidious and tricky, but not tricky, depending on where one's perception and perspective is coming from, starting with. So it leads to what is the significance of the word divine, the designation in the concepts of divine masculine and feminine. And Bo, you raised that beautiful, excellent question. And you might want to comment later. I really appreciate your comments on that later. But I'll add this, that the word divinity, if you feel into this from your heart, it reflects the true source spirit embodiment of an individual's experience in either the masculine or feminine energy within their life, their direct connect to Prime Creator from through their heart, or the qualities associated with God. But divinity in this context, to me, points to the spiritual essence, the purity of these very attributes, such as strength, authority, nurturing, compassion, that mirrors God's character, which is what? Us. What? Did I just say that? That is us. Really, and it then moves to that second question, or number five, I call it. And does an individual give up their own divinity, male or female uniqueness, truth, inner spirit, light, God spark, God force, energy, and ultimately their own what? Power by praying and looking outside one's own self and conforming to these so-called rules that are defined by the religious common unity community. And I'll give that a resounding absolute yes. But we all know the saying, y'all, when one prays, prays, one becomes the prey. PREY. That's it. That's The Bo, you want to go for it, girl, or anyone? Just hop in.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Apparently, I had an echo. I had to take off out my earbuds. To the question, yes, absolutely 100%. We give up our power when we follow anything outside of ourselves. And I always love that when Q would say, when you pray, you are actually the prey yourself. So when you pray, you're going outside of yourself and you are leaving room for anything to jump into your body. So I totally agree with that. The what you said also, that the divinity is the embodiment of source. I've held for years that we are all fractals, divine fractals of source, embodied here. And to Leah's point about that was really, you girl, you blow me away. Questioning lies outside of the program and the data packets dropping, and then you went into the belief is shadow. And what is in that word belief? Be lie, LIE. It's a lie. It's not of yourself. So when you're believing, you're going outside of yourself. And how can you hold your divinity if you're not cognizant of who you really are? And and of course, the roles that are defined by the religious community, again, we're going back to who made up those roles. I'll leave it there.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. Sunshine, Merman, y'all, Zaya, Bueller. I had to throw that out. You did at one point too.
Bueller. I really love this conversation, and I'm taking it all in. I'll jump in really quick, and then Merman, I'll yield to you or Zaya.
Oh, you go, girl.
When Zaya was talking earlier about belief has an element of doubt in it versus knowing, I remember in church how we went, there was a scripture that called faith is the substance, like a tangible substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen or not yet seen, however you interpreted it. And I would use that example as like, okay, if you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of powder and a baggie that has a chocolate cake on the front, you buy it believing that it's a cake, but it's really not. It's just powder and a baggie that's in a cardboard box. And then you have to go home and you have to put the oil and the water and the egg in it and you mix it up, and then it's just glop in a bowl, but you still know it's a chocolate cake. And then you have to put it in a pan, and then you have to put it in an oven, and then it gets the fire, right? That like bakes the thing. And so it goes through the fiery furnace, as we would say. And then it comes out the other side as a cake, okay? So it's all about, the faith, the faith. You have to have faith. You have to have faith in this. You have to walk out your faith walk, and it's still the belief thing. You don't, you, but you still are believing that it's a cake, but it's not a cake. And so the way I'm looking at this and just trying to help people understand what Zaya was saying and trying to bring it down into kind of a silly level, but it kind of helps me put my little simple brain around it. Okay, so this whole religion thing, we have to believe in the faith walk and we have to believe in Jesus. Well, there's a lot of good stuff that was written in there, but there was a lot of bad stuff that was taught around it. And so the stuff that you're, it's, it was kind of this push-pull thing. It's like, okay, well, I believe this, but it's not working. I'm paying my tithe, I'm giving above my tithe, but it ain't working. It ain't working, Brother John. It ain't working. So why do I have to believe more and believe more and believe more? And Zaya, what you brought out was perfect. It's like you have to know. And the know is in your knower, as I always said, and that is source in you. You have to know. And so you have to know and source in you, and I will yield.
That was good, Sunshine.
Oh, thank you.
I really like that cake. I love it. That's a great analogy. I use the analogy too. It's similar that if, say we're in the kitchen, we're having a conversation, and my back is turned to you, you're at the sink and you're washing your hands. And, you dry your hands, but I'm not looking. I just hear the water running. And then, you're doing something, you forget, you're like, oh, wait a minute, did I wash my hands? The only thing I can say is, I believe you did. But if I'm looking at you and we're having a conversation, I'm facing you and I'm seeing you wash your hands, then I can say, I know you did. I just saw you wash your hands, So it's like, what are, if we really ask the question and think about it, what are we being told? Like, get to the nitty-gritty of what is actually happening. What are we being told? Who made it up? Where did it come from? Who wrote the book?
Right, right.
What's actually happening? So I yield right there. So.
I'll jump in real quick. I'm sorry, Merman. I'll be fast. On for the people.space recently, there was a post and it talked about the triangle, the three, and it talked about you know where I'm going with this. So it talked about the Vatican and it talked about the US and it talked about I'm drawing a blank, I'm sorry.
London.
Thank you, London, thank you. And that's where it came from. It was all a part of the major, major plan that was not a human plan.
No.
And so, but it
They're
was
just
it
puppets perpetrating it on us too. It
exactly.
wasn't
And
their
so,
plan.
and Zaya, I know that's where you were going with that. I would assume, I'm sorry, I can't speak for you, but that's where I felt I was being led by that. It's like, where did this come from? And it's like our most people that are listening, like human brains are like, they don't even go to the it's an off world thing. It's bigger than here in our playpen. And that's the main reason why you guys are doing this show, and I love it, and I'm going to yield.
Oh, you tapped into another aspect of our exploring religions is going to be, you could call it off-world beings or alien, whatever we want to call it.
Personally, I'd call them assholes, but anyway, go ahead.
Ah, I love it. I love it. The controllers skew us to part they in that aspect. Yeah, we're gonna move to that. Merman,
Oh,
did
I'm
you?
just hanging around here, loving it. This discussion is wonderful. No, it is just, I really don't have any points other than, you're hitting the high points. I mean, religion is belief. It's based on belief, and it's one of the strongest forces we have on earth is belief. The other is love. Yeah, but there's a big fear is the other. So, fear is kind of the control mechanism, I believe, a lot of religions to get everybody in line to their roles, their programmed roles in that. And I'm just thinking, I'm just thinking, yeah, hello. It's like we gotta break these things down. We gotta break it down. So we have freedom of religion to do what we really can come out, and even we have a belief, we should be free to perform any role in it, to for true to expand and shouldn't be limited. And if God is a loving God, then it shouldn't be limited to roles and predefined and subordinates and that kind of thing. But
We
anyway,
love the MC Hammer. Break it down.
break it
Break
down.
it down.
Oh, great. Now that song's in my head.
Yeah. And to Sunshine's
Make our theme
point,
song.
this is pitiful. I feel in songs. So I'm feeling like MacArthur Parks. Bo will comprehend this one. Someone left the cake out in
In
the rain.
the
I won't go on, guys. I'll spare you.
wanted that sunshine. Is was it a chocolate cake?
Always chocolate cake for me.
There you go.
And guys, should we go to the very last question here? We're going to try.
Let's hear it.
Could there have been manipulation of these male-female roles by the controllers, U.S. Department of Defense, to promote, uh-oh, here we go, pedophilia? What? The manipulation of propagation, proliferation of the mother role, the divine female and the male, because the father played into this, if you will, in the name of continue the word of God by having multiple babies be created for this very reason, pedophilia. But dare I call it, now I'm going to add this, continuity of Luciferianism. Okay, should we say COL? But now Q and Q Trump are doing the continuity of government. I won't go into that 11.3 laws of war. But anyways, continuity of Luciferianism. So in all ways, what would be the ways to control the masses? And here we go, as Ron Amichon would say, oh boy,
Oh boy, oh boy, oh
that,
boy.
yeah, huge. Because sunshine, I will point to you. You so beautifully shine your light, girl, on this very sensitive topic with a couple of episodes on your BBS radio show. And there you had a guest speaker by the name, as you know, JJ Carroll. What an incredible being who worked with Border Patrol for 20 plus years.
San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah.
And eloquently and emphatically stated the truth on this discussion. It's an awesome show. Check out the show, guys. And like Ferris Bueller says, I'm just going to add this. You have the means. If you have the means, I highly recommend it. It's so choice. So I just really wanted to say that because this is a biggie topic. And guys, we may feel into further exploring this topic in a part five of religion, but I'll reference in the article on forthepeople.space titled How Apropos Religion, dated 22 June 2024. Thank you, Asha and the Q team. I recommend anyone who is listening read this incredible article. But you know, all articles is a wealth of truth and golden knowledge. It really is. But in this article, it states the following. This is really critical. Almost 80 years after the Holocaust, the role played by the heads of the, okay, I'm going to go here, Catholic Church in the escalation of Nazism and fascism in Europe is still ongoing. But one similarity proven and recorded concerning Hitler and many religious leaders was their love for what? Pedophilia, power, and perversion. When a being loses, right? When a being loses connection with their spirit, they require life force from other spirits to exist. What are they? Mainly children, motherhood.
Their innocence.
Yep, propagation of children. This is one of the purposes of vampirism, child torture, and child rape and child sacrifice. These practices are performed by people who have lost their own light and must take it from others. Does it make sense now? Okay, here we go. Why the Roman Catholic Church won't allow birth control and why Mother Teresa, a cross-dressing Luciferian, would never allow birth control while he/she, and I'm going to add it, collects billions, watching the poor suffer and rot in orphanages without proper care. Apologies for the emphasis here.
Which we have observed in South America, quite
Yes,
clearly, but
yes.
unfortunately with the Catholic Church, but
And here's a quote from Osho Q. It is the Pope, Mother Teresa, et cetera. They are criminals. But their mind is such that you will need great intelligence to understand it. That's Osho Q. Yes. And US Department of They always allows you through symbolism. It's their trademark, and in plain sight, it is also their downfall. We can explore those in another part of religion. But I'll just add the ibis and the monkey, both symbols of taught what? Thought, guys, program, mind, energy on religious buildings. And remember, thought is Lucifer. I'll say that again. Thought is Lucifer. And they, US Department of They, the controllers, know it. Two amulets of Thoth, the ibis and monkey. If one chooses to explore through one's heart, you'll see these symbols quite clearly. Like in the, we just saw the carvings of Sedona. There is a huge rock called Teapot Dome, but when you go from your heart and visualize, we clearly, Donnie and I, see clearly that it is indeed the vitrified body. Feeling to direct, you
Or
know,
resemblance.
dues, right? Direct energy weapons, for example. But it is the vitrified body of Thoth. You can see the ibis, etc. So ultimately, all religions and rules were constructed by Thoth, Lucifer, to control humanity and steer them in the direction that serves their what? Child trafficking, pedophilia, and satanic ritual abuse. The procurement of children is their lust because the children are their food, as the demons have no light of their own. Religion also established conflict. Humanity would get behind with all their heart and soul feeding luge to the demons of taught. And here we are, audience, listeners. They're mostly, we know that in our heart, very good, innocent, and loving people devoting their life force to these religions, completely unaware they are feeding the dark and offering their soul to taught. And here's the ultimate. Has anyone heard of sex child abuse throughout just the Catholic Church, let alone so many other religious communities? There are ongoing investigations currently. This is
Well,
slowly
this is decades.
surfacing.
I think we're on our third decade of trials on this within the, people being
The
prosecuted.
Catholic Church, but
And so,
it's predominant everywhere.
It
But
is.
think about the religions of the world, the Hinduism, Buddhism,
Yeah.
Taoism, and Islam and all. I'm not sure they have the same kind of, the abuse going on, pedophilia abuse in their religion, as much as the Christian religions, especially the Catholic Church.
And
I can't speak to that, but I'm
and Judaism.
Oh,
Judaism.
Judaism.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
Oh, we're
all
on
right.
the same. Yeah. Yeah.
But this thing, getting back to J.J. Cale's book, I read in The Treason, how our border was just the supply chain. Young children, 500,000 of them, we found they're still looking for a lot of them. They're finding them, but a lot of them they're not. And this, things like this just feed this 1 to 2 million children a year disappear on the earth from
Yeah.
woman. It's like three, almost 750,000, 600,000 from the US, 700,000 a year disappear. Children, where do they go? Well, it's feeding some kind of demand, there's no doubt. And religion's got a role in that I feel very strongly, in my opinion. Yet to be seen. But this, I think a lot of it's coming to the surface now that we can delve into this and this topic a little deeper. And it is a tough one because we protect our children. But go ahead, ladies.
No, I just want to give a gratitude to Prime Creator, Perfect Donnie, and Q Trump, the Q team, and all the light beings who are shining light for those who choose to see, guys. That's it. To Donnie's point, Merman, 411. If you ever seen this police officer from Novato who shine light on all the children who disappeared, not only prevalent is in the continent of North America in our forest, our land-grabbed forest, I will just add that, but throughout all of the world. So,
National parks are
national.
national parks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go for it, girl,
I
guys.
think we need to go into another episode on this because this is super deep. It's really deep. You
Yeah.
know, when I'm gonna make a generalization here. I think when most people hear pedophilia, they think it's just having sexual relations with a child. It is much deeper than that. Like you were talking about, Corinne, it's to get the louche. And you know, one of the things the Q boards talk about is that if everything was disclosed, it would break people's mind. They would either there'd either be a civil war, but it all the Q boards also say that what has been done to our children will unite the world.
Yep.
So,
Right. I
yeah.
agree. I like to add, going back to things being like right in our faces, but we're not really recognizing what's being said or what we're actually looking at. Going to some of the statues that are around the world of men who I'm sorry, not only men, but just statues in general. I've only seen men, but there could be some with women, but with children where they're to their backs and their face is to the crotch of the statue. That's a blatant in your face description of what's going on.
Girl,
And churches,
yeah, right.
on churches which are predominantly Catholic in Europe.
Right. And so it's to the point of things being in our faces. And one thing that two words that I heard several times in this conversation was lamb and innocence. Who's the Lamb of God? Who is it actually? Who are we talking about? Is it Jesus or is it the children? Like, if that's is that something that's in our face? So I'll yield. We only have 1 minute left.
Oh, you go get sunshine, please. Good. Thank you, Zaya. That is brilliant.
I was just going to say this is a very, very big can that you just pulled the top off of, and the United States is the major biggest child trafficker in the on the world. So I'll drop it at that and leave that bomb there and yield.
Ooh, girl.
Can of whoop ass. Can of whoop ass. You forgot that part.
We're going to open up this in a
Future
next episode
episode.
of exploring our divine perception. Remember, it's ours, our perception, but it's very disconnected.
It's
From
our
source.
disclosure. It's our disclosure of this subject that has
Perfect.
to be talked about.
Yeah. So when you talk about the, it is the very disconnection from source, our spirit, our inner truth. that has led to the downfall of humanity so rapid with this and the perversions we see proliferating. Yes, sunshine. Internally, within what we perceive as our nation, the US, and then globally, but without this connection, without our connection of spirit within, we become, as Osho or would say, trees without roots, blown about haphazardly by the wind. That is what occurs. Thank you so much. Go for it, guys.
That's it. We gotta go.
Okay.
The cane's coming out from the side of the stage.
Oh,
Wait.
snap. Okay. Love you all.
Love you
Thank you
all.
for
Thank you,
love you all.
Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you,
What a
Thomas.
Thank you,
party, guys.
everybody.
Party
See
is true. Love you all.
you soon. Thank you for the fish.
Thank you for all the fish.